our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 15 of the podcast Good Talk, Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Did you have a good week this week?
I certainly did.
Yeah. Hope everybody out there had a good week as well. Week 15 of us doing the podcast.
Only five more topics left.
Five more in the cup to go, and then we will figure it out from there.
Right.
We'll either write down 20 more topics or we will figure out another direction to go.
Right.
But we have a topic. We will pull that out in a little bit. We have a Gimme 2 topic for you guys a little bit later, and we're going to start the program out with the countdown.
Woohoo!
30 seconds on the old proverbial Apple countdown clock on my iPhone. The countdown topic is something that I think, now I'm not sure, but I think we are going to nail this.
Okay.
I think that last week we had a pretty good week with the NFL teams. I think we are going to back and forth this all the live long day.
All right.
Star Wars characters.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna nail this.
Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock and go.
Emperor Palpatine.
Luke Skywalker.
Darth Vader.
Han Solo.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Princess Leia.
Rey.
Finn.
BB-8.
Chewbacca.
R2-D2.
C-3PO.
Dang it, I was gonna say that. Kylo Ren. Did you already say that?
Nope. Jabba the Hutt.
No. You got me there. I think you got me. Oh, Boba Fett.
Oh, you got that in under the, that was 30 seconds right there as you said Boba Fett. That has to be the most that we've ever gotten from a countdown.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good. And you can tell we're geeks.
We are.
we're Star Wars geeks. We love it. Can't help it.
Watched every single Star Wars movie.
Well, and the reality of that is, and you and I have had this conversation offline, so we'll share it with all of our podcast listeners. Star Wars is a historical document.
Right.
It's like a documentary. It's not a film.
It said in a galaxy long ago. Long ago, far away.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Right.
It happened.
It happened. It's a historical document.
Yeah, there's no debating. Yeah, I mean, it's not science fiction.
No.
It's science fact.
It's science fact. Science nonfiction.
Right. So now somebody out there is like, do they really think that that's a documentary? We know it's a film.
Right.
Or actually nine films. We know it's a series of nine. And now all these offshoot.
Right. Like The Mandalorian,
Mando,
Boba Fett.
I love Mando. I watched both seasons of The Mandalorian and I enjoyed it.
I've only seen like 3 episodes, I recall.
Yeah, I have not watched the Book of Boba Fett yet because honestly, I mean, I understand that it makes sense that if I enjoyed The Mandalorian that I would enjoy the Book of Boba Fett.
Right.
Because Boba Fett is a Mandalorian. And also a seminal character, bounty hunter, seminal character in the early Star Wars series.
Right.
Most people would say you would enjoy that. I'm looking at that and I'm like, nah. I mean, I'm looking forward to the Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's what I'm looking forward to as well.
That's going
to
be killer. So Disney Plus, whenever you feel compelled to get that out there in the universe.
We would love it.
We will watch that.
Yes.
And we'll tell everybody that that is a historical document.
Yes.
It's a
because
documentary.
It is. Right. I mean, we're telling the truth.
It's not fictional at all. All right. Speaking of things that are not fictional, will be our topic for this week. The kid's got the red Solo cup. He is shaking it up as I speak. He will draw out our topic that will be the focus of our good talk this week.
It's getting lighter.
And the topic is money.
Oh, boy. I just spent some of my money.
Yes, you did. It's an opportune time to have this conversation.
Yep.
So the topic is money.
Money.
So buddy, when we talk about, you and I have had some conversations about money.
Right.
You are 10. And so you're getting very, very close to the time when you will start making your own money.
That's right.
Now, you do earn some money through grades, and sometimes you'll do jobs around the house.
Chores.
And you'll earn some money. Some folks would call that an allowance. Like back in the day,
right?
They would say, well, you get a $5 a week allowance as long as you do your chores or whatever. Your mom and I choose to incentivize different things.
Now it's just getting an allowance for being there, just being at the house.
Well, some parents do that. They'll say, well, you know, we're going to give you $20 a week whether you do anything or not. I think that's setting your kid up for failure.
Right.
Because you need to understand there's a cause and effect. You work, you earn things.
And I feel like that's a little bit of spoiling.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Like, because then they're going to expect when they're off to college, they're going to be like, where is this? Pay me my money. Send me my money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You earn things.
Right.
Things in this life are not given to you. You earn them. So when you go to work, whatever job you have, you will have a first job. Everyone always has a first job.
Right.
I had a first job that was in a fast food restaurant. My first job taught me that it didn't matter whether I enjoyed the experience or not. I wasn't there to have fun.
You just needed the money.
I'm there to do a job, and they were going to pay me either to do the job or let me go if I didn't. Now, I came to enjoy the people that I worked with at the fast food place, and I came to enjoy parts of the actual job.
Right.
But the bottom line there was, it's a job, it's there, you're doing it for a reason, and that reason is to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we are trying to incentivize you to work hard in school, so you get some incentives, some cash incentives for doing well in school. And that is not to put pressure on you, but it is to show you that when you work hard and you earn...
You get rewarded.
You get rewarded. Exactly right. So, let's talk about money a little bit.
Okay.
You just spent some money.
I did just spend some money.
Now, that you were lucky enough that from various relatives that you were able to get some money for Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah. And then, again, you had a report card that just came out and you earned... some money.
Right.
So let's talk about the difference between the money that you earn and the money that you get as a gift.
Okay.
Do you see any difference in that? Do you just say, well, it's just one big pile of money? Or do you look at something and you bought that with money you earned?
Right.
Do you look at that and you go, well, I really worked hard for this?
I do look at it and go like, wow, I worked hard for this and this is what I get for getting good grades and earning this.
That's good. I'm glad that you do, because it should feel different.
You shouldn't just look at a pile of money that you got from either relatives earning it, working hard for it, stuff like that, and just go, well, it's just money. Like, you have relatives out there that, you know, sent you their money.
So, and how did they get it?
They get it from their job.
They worked.
They worked right. hard for it.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, don't just look at your pile of money that you got from work or something and then just go, well, I'm going to go spend this all in one place.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing for you to say, because you and I have had discussions again offline about saving and the importance of trying to save.
That's always what comes to mind when you say money. Saving.
Is saving.
Uh-huh. Because we talk a lot about it.
Yeah.
And it became so frequent that I know how to save money, and it just pops up in my head whenever you say the word money.
Well, I think the interesting part of that, and the thing that I was trying to get you to understand when we'd have those conversations, is that if you have $20 and you go out and you spend all $20 and then you see something that costs $40 and you're like, oh, man, I really wanted that.
Right.
Well, now it's going to take you doubly long. You were halfway there. If you would have just saved the original 20 and not blown it, you would have been halfway to the $40 thing that you really wanted to get. Same concept, you know, in a strange correlation. It's the same concept as when we go to a place like an arcade where you get tickets.
Right.
If you save all your tickets, you get the high ticket items.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just go, oh, I got 20 tickets, what do you get? You get like a Tootsie Roll.
That's exactly right.
Or a spider ring, some crappy, you know. But if you save them all and,
you get the
and pile them all
things.
Together, you get the really good things. And those are things traditionally people are more proud to get, more happy to get.
Right.
So when you said when you hear the that our topic is money, the first thing you think about is saving. You also understand now, I think you're starting to understand the process of the difference between like a credit card and how people buy cars on credit.
Right.
That you still have to pay for it.
It's still money.
Yeah.
It's just in a card. It's just in a different form.
Yeah. So with a credit card, you know how that works. It's like you use the credit card, the credit company says, great, we'll cover that, but then you're going to have to pay for it. And if you don't pay them back right away, they charge you interest. And right. Basically what they're saying is for us to pay for it, now you owe us more than the thing was worth. That's the same way with buying a house or buying a car. All these big items that you would purchase, most people don't have $50,000 to go out and buy a brand new truck.
Right.
So they'll say, okay, well, I'll finance it over 6 or 7 years. And they make a car payment. And they end up paying about $70,000 for a $50,000 truck.
Jeez.
Same thing with a house. You end up paying, if you bought a $200,000 house, you end up paying about $450,000 for your $200,000 house. But again, I mean, it's one of those things. You kind of have to do it that way.
Right.
Most people don't have $200,000.
Right on the spot.
Right. That they can just say, oh, okay, well, I'll just pay for that house in cash. Most people can't do that. So it's important to understand that no matter what you purchase, you have to work for it and you got to keep working for it.
Right.
Because if you stop making your house payments, they take your house away.
Stop making your car payments, take your car away.
They take your car away. So as you get older, those are things that you're going to have to determine for yourself. It's the money in, money out. What can I afford? And you never want to live above what you can afford to do.
Right.
You know, if you make, let's say you made $1,000 a month, which isn't very much money. But let's say, just for the sake of discussion, you made $1,000 a month. And your rent at your apartment was $700 a month. Well, you can't buy a new car because your car payment's going to be like $300-$400 a month. So immediately, between rent and your car, you have more money going out than you have coming in. And that is not good. You never want to be in that situation.
Right.
So when it comes to money, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to? Because at some point, you and I have had this discussion, you will get a job.
Right.
You'll have a part-time job as a teenager. Do you have any idea of what you might like to do for that part-time job? Have you given that any thought?
I have, and I've been thinking of like fast food.
Sure.
Or like retail, something like that, the basic jobs that hire young employees.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that a specific fast food restaurant would probably be Subway,
because
mm-hmm. it's quick, easy,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that they label like the like all the stuff, so you know which one is which.
Sure.
So, I think that job would be simple, straight to the point, easy.
Yeah. Well, and you know that the important factors of getting a job is presenting yourself as if you are going to be a hard worker and you'll do whatever the boss tells you to do.
Right.
To keep a job, you have to show up on time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work hard. You have to, especially in a forward-facing, customer-facing thing like a fast food job or a job in retail where you're taking care of people, you have to be good at it.
Right.
You have to actually be nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you like to go to the store GameStop.
I do. We just went there.
That would be a good place for you to apply.
Right.
Because you know a lot about gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something that you would probably enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want your first job. It's that first job is to just get a little bit of money.
Right.
And to start to understand, oh, I have a boss. I have to listen to that boss. I have a supervisor. I have to listen to that person. I have to go through training and learn some techniques and things that I didn't. You have to learn how to run a cash register.
Right.
All the things that you've never done before.
But also, you want that job to be fun and exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew what you
exciting.
Meant.
Exciting.
I knew what you meant. Yeah, we all got it. That's true. So now let's go back to the money part. If you make a little bit of money at your first job, what are some of the things that you think you would do with that money?
Well, I would probably... It depends on how much money I get from my salary.
You're probably going to... I mean, right now, minimum wage is like $7.50 an hour. There is a big push to move that minimum wage up. But let's just say by the time you start working, let's just say for sake of argument that it's $15 an hour.
Okay.
And you work about 10 hours a week. So you're going to make about $150 a week. After taxes, you're going to get about $100 of that.
All right. I would probably donate $50 to charity each time I get paid.
You think you're going to donate half your salary to charity?
Yes.
Okay.
And probably...
What makes you say that?
I like helping a lot of people in need.
Okay, well, that's an interesting point, and I'm gonna call you on this, because as your dad, I think that I need to do this. You just had a lot of money from Christmas and from doing some of your work.
Right.
And you earned it. How much of that did you donate to charity?
$4, actually.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you didn't give them half.
Right.
I think it's wonderful that you are thinking of other people. But also, you have to be realistic. So are you really going to work all those hours and then give a charity half of your money?
No.
No. So just be realistic about it. Let's say 5 to 10% that you give to charity. That's a lovely figure. What else might you want to do with that money?
This is a tough question.
What comes after high school?
College. So I could save up for it for college tuition.
You think you might want to save a little bit of money for college?
Right.
Yeah. Because I know from personal experience that you need money in college. And right. You either have to have a job in college, or you have to have parents who will send you money in college,
mm-hmm.
or a combination of those things, or you need to have a little bit of money saved. And I happen to have all three of those things happening. I worked. My parents sent me some money from time to time, and I had some money saved. So saving is an important part of working. Yep. And then when you turn 16, what do you think you're going to want to do?
Get a car.
Right. So cars come with expenses.
Right.
And, you know, when you stop to fill it up with gas...
You got
to
pay for it.
You got to pay for the gas. So, yeah, you'll be paying for some of your own expenses at that point, too.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. But you will have plenty of time and plenty of conversations just like this.
Right.
We can help you work all that out. Money is important, son, but it is not the most important thing.
That's right.
It is important because it allows you to do things and to again, what you said, help other people. And it allows you to live a lifestyle that maybe you want to live. But it is not the most important thing.
That's right.
A job a career after college that makes you happy, where you feel like you it's not a chore to go to work. That is much more important than how much money you make.
Mm-hmm.
The money will usually follow you. If you do a really good job, money will follow you around. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Any questions about money? Anything else you might want to talk about?
There's no questions, but there is something I want to talk about.
Yeah, fire away.
So this is back to, like, you don't pay for your house, you lose your house. You don't pay for your car, you lose your car.
Yes.
You don't get, for me, it's, you don't get good grades in school. You take your TV away. Take your computer away.
Yeah. I mean, those are all things that were earned, right?
Right.
Privileges that were earned.
Working hard.
Yeah. And if you suddenly decided tomorrow, you know what, I'm just not going to try hard at school anymore.
I'm just not going to try.
Those privileges go away because that's the kind of stuff that you get as a kid for your mom and I. We see that as a benefit of you doing your part. As long as you're doing your part, we're going to do our part.
Right.
Our part as your parents is to help you have the things that you would like to have. Mm-hmm. Try to provide those things for you. But yeah, if you just suddenly were like, you know what, not going to try in school anymore.
Take those things away.
Those things go away. Absolutely. So everything in a lot of things in life are transactional. Mm-hmm. They are contingent upon something. And as a kid, you get privileges. You don't really get, like we talked about earlier, you don't really get an allowance. But if you help me with a task or help your mom with a task, we usually will float you some money.
Like I help you with the cardboard.
Yeah, when we go to the recycling. Yep, yeah, absolutely. And usually you get a little bit of money for that.
Right, about $5, $10.
Yeah, because it's some work. Your primary goal right now, as I see it, is to do your best in school.
Right.
And so when you spend your time working hard to do your best in school, you get rewarded for that. That's your job right now.
That's definitely my job right now.
Right
working
now.
To get all A's.
Well, as much as do as well as you can.
Right.
But always be prepared and always do your best. And if those turn out to be A's, then fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anything else about money you want to talk about, buddy?
No, I don't believe so.
All right. There's our good talk for the week. You know what it's time for right now?
Utah. Give me two.
Give me two.
Our Gimme Two topic is one that came up because of something that happened in our family last night. Our Gimme Two topic for the week is our two favorite board games.
Ah.
And we should tell everybody that last night we played a brand new board game.
That we got for Christmas.
You got for Christmas. It was called
like
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, Back in Time.
Yeah. And it is, it was fun.
It's complicated.
But it is the most complicated board game I've ever attempted to play.
Right.
And I am 55 years old.
And you've played Dungeons and Dragons before.
Yes. It is very, very complicated. The rules were very, very thick.
They were.
It was like a comic book. It was in that form of a comic book, but it was like, oh, these are all rules.
I thought it came with a free comic book, like the free Tales from Space comic book,
yeah.
But nope, it's a giant rule book.
That was the rule book. But we enjoyed it, but sometimes, and as you now have a project at your school where you are...
I have to make a board game.
You have to make your own board game.
Food Fiasco.
Right. So that, and you can talk about your board game after you make it, and we'll see what kind of grade you get on it. I think that'd be fun to come back around and talk about.
Yeah.
But now you know, what is something that you learned about your board game from what we did last night?
Make it easy.
Make it easy, exactly.
Because I believe that we're going to play this said board game that I'm going to make.
Right.
So we got to make it easy.
Yeah, you want to make it easy and fun. There's got to be some challenge to it. All of that, I think, is to say that our favorite board games are at the basic level, fairly easy to understand.
Right.
And they have some fun and some skill and some challenge to them. So we are now going to list our two favorite board games. You want to guess mine or you want me to guess yours first?
I'm going to guess yours.
Fire away.
I'm going to say one is Monopoly.
Ding, ding. Number one.
Oh, no. A clue.
Now, number two is Sorry.
Sorry. I forgot about that game.
Yep, yep. I liked that game when I was a kid. And so I still like it. I'm going to guess for your, I'm going to say the game of life.
Eh.
Oh.
It's top three.
And I'm going to say the space version of Monopoly.
Ding, 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 yes. Ding, ding. Number one.
All right. What was your second?
Clue.
Clue. Okay. Clue is a fun game. It can get a little tedious from time to time, too.
And you call yourself the Clue champion.
I am the Clue champion.
No, you're not.
I've not, within our family, I've never been beaten.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you
no,
have.
No, yeah, I have not.
Yes, you have.
I believe I have not.
I believe you have.
I'd like to check the scorecard.
Oh, so we'll have it's our...
Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the library.
No.
Yep. All right. So, yeah, play that at home. Talk about your two favorite board games, or you can send us an email.
Yeah, that's right.
And let us know what your favorite board games are. You can always email us at goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com, or just go to the contact page at goodtalkbuddy.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at GTB Podcast.
I didn't know we had a Twitter.
Yep, at GTB Podcast is our Twitter handle. Before we head out of here for this week, wrap up this episode, buddy, you got a quote of the week?
Yep. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain, quote Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton is awesome.
I feel like we've already done this quote before. I'm not too sure.
It doesn't sound familiar, but I love the sentiment behind it. You never see a rainbow if you don't see the rain.
Right.
100% true. Well, there you go, folks. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We will see you back here next. Hey, you know what, pal?
What?
Good talk, buddy.
Good talk.
See you next week. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app. Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.